Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in your journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Thomas Sairam from Jönköping University. He recently published an article entitled Emancipatory Entrepreneurship as the Lifelong Pursuit of Eigensinn. He co-authored this paper with Mikhail Savatsky and Mark Edwards. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Thomas, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper and why have you decided to address this particular topic?
Yes, very much. I am myself an avid reader of Hermann Hesse's work. And every time I read a book from Hermann Hesse, I was thinking of entrepreneurship. Maybe it's because of my job and I tend to think about entrepreneurship all the time, but I was seeing entrepreneuring or entrepreneurial behavior in many of the characters. So it has been a lifelong idea of mine, if you could say so, to write something about the intersection of Hermann Hesse's literary work and entrepreneurship. And then the special issue came about that we published this in, that is co-edited by Bill Gardner and Matthias Nordqvist and Roy Sotheby and Sult. And that was the perfect moment calling for the intersection of literature and entrepreneurship to get this going, because they were specifically asking for papers that would include or use literature or fiction to tell us something about entrepreneurship. So I said, yeah, we have to take this opportunity. And I was very lucky because back at the days, as you said, my co-authors, Michał and Mark, they were working with me here in Jönköping. And both of them are also very avid, maybe even more avid readers of Hesse than me. And I told them, look, here's the special issue. I always wanted to do something. Let's get together. And that's really where the brainstorming started about the paper. So we went from a very wild idea maybe, to writing this paper.
What are the main contributions of this paper?
Yeah, so in this paper, we introduce this term that is called Eigensinn. And that's a German word that more or less is used by Hesse frequently also in his writing. And we translate it into a person's innermost sense of purpose. And I think we introduce Eigensinn thereby as a conceptual attractor to study purpose and the role of purpose in entrepreneurship. It's a topic that, to some extent, has been mentioned and studied also within the literature that we now contribute to heavily, which is emancipatory entrepreneurship. But we didn't feel like that's really what captures it, right? So there are concepts such as passion, for instance, or identity, but that doesn't really capture this sort of idea that what's the purpose of me as an entrepreneur? And I think Eigensinn can fill this gap. And especially when we think of emancipation, a lot of the literature since the discussion has been brought up has been focusing how can entrepreneurs emancipate from something. They were very much looking at what is keeping them from emancipation and what are entrepreneurs fighting against, so to speak. And only recently, there have been a couple of papers, some of which are published also in ERD, have been talking, well, we maybe also need to address what entrepreneurs aspire to when they emancipate. So what sort of this idea that drives them so that they end up doing something that is not simply copying someone else's blueprint for life. And that's what Eigensinn fills this gap. It provides a term to say, we study this purpose and what role it has in entrepreneurship. So I think that's one of the contributions. And the second contribution that we see in this paper is very much to look at entrepreneurship as a biographical endeavor and to add this biographical dimension. Because what is beautiful about Hesse's writings and fiction in general is that it can take us so quickly through entire lives of people. We as researchers, we sometimes struggle to get this type of information, right? Because we would need some type of lifelong interviews with entrepreneurs who are at the end of their career or their life, basically, and reflect upon. And literature and fiction really can take us very quickly through it. And what we see here and what we learn from Hermann Hesse is that as life goes, things change. And there are disruptions to what it means to be a person or what one's purpose is. And that's something that we add to the discussion, I believe, to really look at this, to not only look at entrepreneurship as the end goal of emancipation and that this is it, but that there might even be phases after what we narrowly consider the starting of a business and starting a venture. that entrepreneurs might face and struggle, right? So as life continues, things happen, value change, we learn. So I think what our paper highlights is that we should study entrepreneurship biographically and maybe focus especially on those periods where Eigensinn, or the one's innermost sense of purpose, is disrupted, right? Because that's where things happen, where we might see transitions into narrow forms of entrepreneurship or out of narrow forms of entrepreneurship, but also how can we maybe even study these phases of transition as entrepreneuring and entrepreneurial behavior as such, right? To really embrace what one's inner voice is telling us and all the conflict that it takes, and to be bold and go out and say, I actually take a decision that might turn my life upside down, but eventually might get me where I want to be.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I think there are two that I would like to talk about. And one of them is to convince ourselves and probably also the readers and all the people that we've been talking to and presenting the paper that Hesse's characters are entrepreneurs. So we frequently got this question, yeah, but they aren't entrepreneurs. So how can you use this data to say something about entrepreneurship? And we haven't made, luckily, I think, we haven't tried to fix it, so to speak, by trying to put in even more cases that support what we say. At the same time, it puts a lot of work on the reader to translate and to make really these philosophical considerations. Okay, these are only characters in a story and they are not entrepreneurs as such, although maybe in one of his works, there is definitely a phase in his life where we could consider him a stereotypical entrepreneur. Yeah, but most of the other characters do not display this type of behavior. So it really takes a lot to translate what can we learn from this for entrepreneurship. So the argument is more of a philosophical one and to make this transition. The other challenge that I would like to talk about is that Hesse's literature is so beautiful because it can capture the messiness of life, especially in those periods in which we experience this disruption of our purpose. And it's very difficult to put this into an academic paper, because in papers we often look for clarity, right? So we look like we did in the paper eventually for boxes and transitions and so forth. And it's very difficult to take a beautiful work of fiction and of literature and put the academic lens. At least that's how I felt it. I might assume that maybe literature scholars have an easier time there. But for me, as somebody who's trained in management and business and entrepreneurship research, it was quite tough, so to speak, to fix this mess. Yeah.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, it's difficult, I think, to talk really about these counterintuitive results in this paper. But one of the things that I'd like to highlight is how much also exactly when we presented the paper to others, how much we sometimes received pushback on the idea that entrepreneurship is not the best thing for somebody at some point in their life, right? So we frequently got pushback and said, but all the literature says that entrepreneurs are much happier by being independent, and that this we have a lot of research that supports that it's the best thing since sliced bread, especially if we talk about emancipation. And I found it quite difficult to say, okay, that's not always the stories that we hear, right? We know of many stories where entrepreneurs end up in burnout. And we now see more and more also the dark side of entrepreneurship being mentioned in other entrepreneurship literature, of course. But yeah, I think these stereotypes and these assumptions still sit very deeply. They come with a very positive view of entrepreneurship. And to break these, our paper definitely does, right? Because we're very explicit in saying that Eigensinn is bigger than the goal of starting a venture. Eigensinn is about leading a good life and what it means to follow one's inner voice. And that could at some point even mean to exit a venture or to enter a different venture. And honestly, when I talk to entrepreneurs on an everyday basis, especially those who are maybe a bit older, have started multiple ventures, they oftentimes tend to have this story. Yes, I started a couple of for-profit venture, but now I'm in my 50s, 60s, and now I need to start a venture that is different, that has a different purpose, because I can't just start, you know, run a company for profit only any longer. So that was interesting, probably, and to take out of it. And I think the other surprise that I got is how little we actually talk about this biographical dimension in entrepreneurship research. So we often see, maybe because of its economic background, that we study it as the starting of a venture. And that's one point in a data set where we see something pop up. And then we have much more literature about the process of entrepreneurship, but the process tends to focus on, the starting up, right? But what comes after then, and especially what comes in the life of an entrepreneur and how does it fit, there's very little about it. So I would say that this is maybe one of the more surprising things, if you want to see, is to say entrepreneurship ends or doesn't end. One form of entrepreneurship might end, but another one might start at some different point in life.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, practitioners in general?
In the paper, we draw out implications for two groups of stakeholders, so to speak. One of them, of course, the entrepreneurs. And I think what we embrace, or what we encourage entrepreneurs to do, is to reflect upon the purpose and do it regularly. And of course, the thing that might have driven me to start a venture at one point in life might, because of everything that happens in life, slowly but surely fade away, and we might mute our inner voice at some point, which can lead to very negative effects on one's well-being. So I think it's, for entrepreneurs, a reminder to sit down sometimes and maybe reflect upon what it is, what is my inner voice saying, and try to find ways how to make it alive, either through spending time in nature, which is a very big theme for Hesse, or expressing oneself through art, or listening to music, all these different types of things that, where we might see our inner voice popping up again. Meditation is also a very big theme in Hesse's work and some of his books. And I think we are starting to see those discussions very much also in entrepreneurship literature. What's the role of it for individual entrepreneurs? And I think these lessons can equally be applied or heard by entrepreneurial support organizations, or those who support entrepreneurs, right? So we talk about business developers, teachers even. And I think what we maybe need to develop is some type of scaffolds or frameworks that we can use to help entrepreneurs who either transition into or out of starting a company, so to speak, and how we can help them to reflect upon purpose and their life goals, so to speak. I would very much like to see more of this happening in the practice of entrepreneurial support organizations as well.
Thanks a lot, Thomas, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Emancipatory Entrepreneurship as the Lifelong Pursuit of Agencing. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.